Merle Massey is the executive director of the Do More Agriculture Foundation. She joins us on the line today. Merle, thank you very much for joining us on the Ag Show today. How are things with the foundation?
The foundation is doing well. It's the time of year when our major partners are in my inbox and looking forward to building our year out ahead and what we're going to do together to cultivate that culture of well-being across Canadian agriculture.
Very good choice of words in cultivating, that's for sure. But one thing that has been cultivated is the community fund that the Do More Ag Foundation has got on until the end of this month. What is it a grant or is it an application? What is this?
It's an application, yeah. So this is the eighth year that we've had the community fund. Communities can apply to us to host a workshop in their home community. And the reason why we do that is because changing the conversation in every single rural community looks a little bit different. I can't tell you what to do. I can help you have those conversations, though, so that you can chart your own path forward. And that's what our Talk, Ask, Listen workshops are all about.
You've had a few in the Peace region. A couple were in this region last year. What have some of the feedback been as far as these seminars are concerned?
We did a major renovation in 2025, partway through the year, to our Talk, Ask, Listen. And so some of the communities in the Peace were able to help us out with that pilot. And we've had wonderful reviews of that increased community focus and to help people learn the language. You know, we didn't talk about mental health for a long, long time. And this was in the shadows and in the whispers, let's say. People are hungry for the words to have these conversations and the confidence to do so with their neighbors and friends. And that's what our workshop is designed to do.
I'm only imagining here, Merle, that farmers and producers are going to be a little bit stressed, especially up here in the Peace region, because here we are mid-April and we've still got snow on the ground. In your mind, how stressed do you think, or how beneficial will this be, especially with the fact that winter has extended beyond the winter limits?
You know, I was in the Peace region just last weekend, and I was thinking exactly that as I was driving around. Oh my gosh, you have so much more snow up in the Peace than we have in West Central Saskatchewan. And thinking about that, you know, wishing for that nice slow melt, and you know, getting onto the fields. But I also know that up in the Peace region, like where I grew up in northern Saskatchewan, our timing is not the same as the rest of the prairies, right? We tend to do things when we can, and that means it might be the 5th or the 8th or even the 10th before we get in the fields.
How much of a no-win situation is this with the long winter that we've had in the Peace region as far as stress levels are concerned for farmers and producers? Because, yeah, we want to get out in the fields, but, yeah, we want that slow melt at the same time.
We do, and of course that long winter is compounded by all of the things that we've got going on in policy and politics, right? You know, so we've got increased costs for our fertilizer. We've got increased costs for our diesel and gasoline. And these are significant issues for lots of farmers. I know that on our farm, we're always watching those margins and they're always tight. And so making those hard choices is part of what we're looking at this spring.
The Community Fund grant and application is on right now until April the 30th. And to have the seminars come in and bringing your workshops in, how much is it going to be stressed during these workshops to say, hey, it is okay to talk?
In fact, that is the primary purpose of these workshops. We cannot get better alone. We need our friends, family, and our community around us when we're struggling. And it's a funny thing about farmers. We tend to struggle in silence. We're very stoic. We think we need to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. The research is 100% clear. The more people you have around you to help you when you're having a tough time, the better off you are.
Is that the biggest message you give to farmers, to people, and to the supports? Because it's a team effort, in the agriculture industry, is it not?
It is. And it's funny with agriculture because we certainly always created our communities this way in the past, right? Building churches, building community halls, building skating rinks, right? Coming together. This is what we do. And yet we have a bit of an odd reaction if somebody is struggling with their mental illness. We step back. We say, oh, they need space. Trying to change that conversation, teaching that, yep, we can step towards people. There are things that each of us can do to help out one another and support one another. That is the first step to getting help.
Applications to the Community Fund and the Talk, Ask, Listen workshops are available, but where can we sign up?
At domore.ag, and you'll find it right across the top, 2026 Community Fund. You will need to talk to your friends and neighbors. You do need to have a short list of people. We need a crew of people from each community who stand up and say, yep, this matters. We're going to bring this workshop here, and we're going to bring the people in the room.
How much are you looking forward to the 2026 year? Maybe getting out into the community saying, hey, it's okay on the farm.
It is okay. And the more that we talk about this, the better it gets. You know, it's a happy, sad sort of thing, right? I've got friends who are clinicians, and they say, wow, you know, we're getting more and more farmers coming in, you know, to talk to us and to access help. And to me, it's that happy, sad. I love that farmers are reaching out and getting the help that they need. I hate the fact that we have to, but we are human like everyone else, and doing it by ourselves is not always the right choice. Let's do this together and lift everyone up at the same time.
I appreciate this. Merle Massey is the Executive Director of the Do More Ag Foundation. Merle, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.